beautiful mamas. At the moment, I'm running my 40-day Redefine practice again. Over 60 mamas have joined, and it's a beautiful small group of women who are fully committed to redefining what success looks like, who they are, and what motherhood means to them. We really walk through this process over 40 days of trying to realize that matrescence is a chance to redefine everything. In fact, whether we're aware of it or not, matrescence does redefine everything, all parts of you, all ideas around what it means to be happy, to be successful, your relationship, your health, your career, what you like, what you don't like, all of it is up for grabs when motherhood begins. And it's only when we truly accept that this is part of the process, that there's no going back, and that this is exciting, that we can truly begin to embody and embrace these changes. I think for me over the years, especially the early years of motherhood, I found it so hard to accept that who I used to be was gone. I kept trying to reach back into the past and drag myself back into the present. I still wanted to be that woman who had that career ambition. I still wanted to be that woman who felt a certain way in her relationship, in her health, in her body. And the absolute inability to accept that actually I had changed and that was okay, that was the hardest part. I think we must really acknowledge, beautiful, that who we are will never be the same again. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel scared? Does that make you feel sad? Do you wish that it wasn't the case? We really need to grieve. We need to give ourselves permission to acknowledge that the changes we're feeling might not always be welcome. Nobody said to us going into this that we would change so significantly. If you're like me, I assumed that I'd be able to tack on motherhood to who I already was, that it would just be like another role, another line on my resume in a way. I had no idea that this meant that all parts of me, to the very core, would so significantly shift. At times that shift has been instant change on how I feel about something. But at other times it has been a slow burning change, a realization, this little spark that began inside that says, I don't think I feel the same way about that anymore. But the struggles that we feel really do come from this reluctance to accept that things have changed. I really wanted to be who I used to be, and it's taken me a really long time to realize that I can't be. I can't be that woman who chased those dreams. I don't want to be that woman. But what does that mean, though? Well, first, it means that I say goodbye to her. First, it means that I truly sit down and write a letter to that person I was. I acknowledge the process that I've gone through. I acknowledge the shedding of who I was and all of the experiences and teachings that that time in my life brought to me. This is what I ask you to do. If you are feeling like you're unsure of who you are and what matrescence means to you, if you're questioning how you can go back to who you used to be, if you're craving your relationship to be the way it used to be, or your work, or your body, or any part of your life, step one, please, beautiful mama, is to sit down and acknowledge the change. Don't feel like you need to keep reaching back. Don't crave that, because it can't come back. It's gone. But what a gift it was while it was here. What a beautiful, insightful, powerful journey it was. It taught you so much. It brought you so many gifts and challenges. It allowed you to grow. It brought you to this moment. And so sit with it and celebrate it. Write out all the things you're proud of, all of the ways that you overcame fear, you pursued your dreams, you stepped up, you chased what you wanted. Really celebrate that strong, independent woman that was there. Really see her for all she was and thank her. Thank her and acknowledge that that season of your life is closing. And feel the grief or the sadness around that if you need to. Truly just thank her and acknowledge her and feel it. Just as a teenager has moments of wishing they could go back to the simplicity of childhood, I'm seeing this already in my tween, this real desire to be a teenager and step into the next season of her life, but in other times wanting to be this little girl again, to go back to when it was simple, to when she knew who she was, when everything was predictable. But she can't. It is always moving forward. She can't be that child again. It is this real process of shedding and growing. And you too are in the same process. There will be times that you wish you could go back to a simpler time, a time where you knew who you were and the days were more predictable and you had a plan and you knew which steps you needed to take each day. You had independence and spontaneity and you could make decisions for yourself without having these little people railroad everything. You'll have times that you wish you could go back to that. That's okay. That's okay. Acknowledge it. Know that that's just a part of the transformation. It's just a part of matrescence. And if it's really tugging at you, this feeling of longing for something that used to be there, give yourself the space to write it down and acknowledge it. Grab a pen and a journal and take yourself out to a cafe or restaurant. Get a coffee or a glass of wine and really write that letter to yourself. Acknowledge and celebrate what you've done, but hold the space for the change that's coming. Looking back is not healthy if it's not wrapped up in an acceptance and excitement for what's to come. We can't just drag our old selves into this new life. It's not possible. But if we really see ourselves through the eyes of matrescence, through the lens of acknowledging that you are transforming and you are becoming, and getting a little bit excited about that, then it makes it easier. And once you've written out what you've been through, who you were, and thank yourself for that, write down the parts of you you'd like to bring with you. This is not about that old person you were will never exist. There's parts, the good parts, the growth, the awareness and the grace and grit that you found in those years. Choose what you would like to bring with you. You are redefining yourself and you have a beautiful opportunity to choose which parts you love. Choose which parts still feel aligned. Do you still want parts of your career? Do you still want parts of your relationship? Choose them again, but choose them through the lens of motherhood, knowing that it's going to be a balance now. It's going to look different than it did, but you can still have these core parts of your life. So sit with this, write it out, and choose again. Define yourself. Acknowledge that you've changed. But choose those things you most want to carry with you because they are who you really are. And motherhood will only make them stronger and stronger. This is our chance to get rid of the stuff that doesn't serve us, that we don't want anymore, and instead choose again. And how exciting is that, beautiful? Once you've done this exercise, please share it with me. Jump on Instagram or Facebook with Happy Mama with Amy and write to me or tag me and tell me what you're learning. What are you leaving behind and what are you taking with you? What are you saying goodbye to and how do you feel about that? I would really love to know. Until next week, beautiful. Sat Nam.